farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
SEPRAD and the College of Agriculture Science and Education signed a memorandum of understanding to expand the dairy sector. Stay with us to hear more at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
JCDC presents the 2016 Jamaica Festival Song Grand Finals. Come see the top 10 finalists in action as they turn up the festival season. Plus, special guest performances. Saturday, July 9, Rani Williams Entertainment Center, 8 p.m. Admission adults, 1,000 pre-sold, 1,200 at the gate. Children under 12, $500. Tickets available at Sangster's Bookstores, Bill Express, JCDC offices, and JCDC online. Sponsored by Chase Fund, TEF, Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, the Bob Marley Group of Companies, Jam Coffee, Lifespan, Spring Water, Happy Ice, Jams, KSAC, CVM, Irie FM, Zip 103, Fire 105, Mellow FM, Cool FM, and RJR 94 FM. So everybody make it time
the line. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has lauded SEPRAD for its commitment to the redevelopment of the dairy industry. The company has signed a 5-year Memorandum of Understanding MOU with the College of Agriculture Science and Education CASE to assist with the transformation of dairy operations at the institution and better prepare students for work and entrepreneurial activities within the dairy industry. The MOU, valued at $30 million, will also facilitate opportunities for student interns to be trained in dairy farming and other areas of interest at SEPRAD and its subsidiaries. Under the agreement, research, training, and outreach will be conducted by the staff at SEPRAD and CASE.
This program is not only about what SEPRAD is giving to CASE, but what CASE will give back to SEPRAD and the economy, to research and development, to offering work and practical experience to the students.
Chief Executive Officer of SEPRAD, Richard Pandohi. Additionally, the SEPRAD Foundation will be awarding a scholarship annually over the next 5 years to a student to cover tuition and boarding at CASE.
And I'm really pleased that we could do that because we have to invest back in our country.
Mr. Pandohi says the MOU represents SEPRAD's commitment to national development.
Now, the agricultural sector must play a key strategic role in the process of economic development of our country. In fact, the economic prosperity of many of the advanced countries of today was built on the back of the agricultural sector.
In the meantime, Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Kasamuda says he will do everything to ensure that the dairy industry is put back on a firm footing, while encouraging CASE to take a more practical approach to its dairy program.
I would like to see a more hands-on approach to the expansion of the industry rather than a theoretical approach.
And on our Calling Farmers Notice Board this morning, the 121st Annual General Meeting of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, will be held on Wednesday, July 13 at the Denby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon, beginning at 10 a.m. Send your announcements to radio at jis.gov.jm and we'll highlight them right here on JIS Radio. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Where a man no know older than him. Translation, what a man doesn't know is older than him. And this means experience teaches wisdom.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika V. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika V. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.